It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, technical editor Kira Pace and former music critic Joshua Cosman. And now, here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning, and we do hope you can spend the next hour with us because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, that's what we are looking for, your participation. We'd love to hear from you, so we do hope you will give us a call. We have two different numbers to offer you. The first is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free. Yes, we have a toll-free number. 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. This is a good time to call. Early in the show, we will get you on as soon as possible. So we don't want to wait to the end of the show and lose your call or, you know, not hear your whole fabulous question. So with a question or answer, you may not know the answers yet because we haven't given the questions, but if you have a question of your own, go right ahead and dial in 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you that we have an email address that you can use. We prefer to talk to you, but you can always email us. That's okay. That email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. And of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And the podcast should be up in a reasonable amount of time today. And Joanne will do a good job of that as usual. And that will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. I'm sure that's appreciated. All right. All that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here is the first. Kira Pace, unsurprisingly, welcomes the return of soup weather.
Yes, I am. I am excited that the temperatures have dropped below the triple digits that they just were. Joshua Cosman plans to participate in today's show for as long as his mic holds out, then wander around aimlessly for another half hour or so.
Yes, in honor of the former guy. And our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is not worried about any new tariffs. Why? Because there is little of import on this show.
Thank you very much. And we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. I am going to give you a pair of years and a pair of stars. I want you to tell me the two movies whose titles differ by the inclusion of a single letter in one of the titles. And as a note, you must give both halves. I will not tell you if you're right if you only get one half of this. So, again, a pair of years and a pair of stars, and the movie titles will be very similar, off by a single letter.
So, sorry, the stars are appearing separately in the two movies. It's not two stars in one movie.
That is correct.
Got it. Sorry.
I'll give you a year and a star of one movie, a year and a star of a second movie. Beautiful. And their titles are very similar. Mm-hmm. So, the first one is this. 1958, Leslie Carroll, and 2003, Jennifer Lopez. That is number one. Number two, 1996, Frances McDormand, 2012, Ben Affleck. Should have read that the other way, actually. Number three, 1994, Dennis Leary, 2010, Damian Walsh Howling. Number four, 2000, Mina Suvari, 2004, Natalie Portman. Number five, 1996, Matt LeBlanc, and 2012, Mark Wahlberg. Number six is 2015, Melissa McCarthy. 2002, Eddie Murphy. Number seven is 2013, Joaquin Phoenix. 1992, Dustin Hoffman. Number eight is 1982, Michael Moriarty. 1994, Walter Matthau. Number nine is 1995, Christine Cavanaugh, and 2006, Rinko Kikuchi. And finally, number 10, 1972, John Cazale, 1985, Anthony Hopkins. So I am not going to bother reading those again because I feel that many of them are about to get knocked off the list. Unless you want me to read them again.
Because I can't write down all the details.
That's fair. Okay. Number one, 1958.
Wait a minute. Just before you start, just give the what you're looking for once more.
Okay. I am giving you a pair of years and a pair of stars. And for those pairs of movies, I want you to tell me they're very similar titles. Their titles differ by a single letter. In each case, one title is one letter longer than the other title.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to fix number two real quick, put this in the other order. There we go. Number one is 1958, Leslie Caron, and 2003, Jennifer Lopez. Number two is 2012, Ben Affleck, 1996, Frances McDormand. Number three is 1994, Dennis Leary, 2010, Damian Walsh Howling. Number four is 2000, Mina Suvari, and 2004, Natalie Portman. Number five is 1996, Matt LeBlanc. 2012, Mark Wahlberg. And number six is 2015, Melissa McCarthy. 2002, Eddie Murphy. Number seven is 2013, Joaquin Phoenix. 1992, Dustin Hoffman. Number eight is 1982, Michael Moriarty. 1994, Walter Matthau. Number nine is 1995, Christine Cavanaugh. And 2006, Rinko Kikuchi. And the last one is 1972, John Cazale, 1985, Anthony Hopkins.
All right. You lured me into a false sense of security because the first two are stone gimmies and I got nothing after that.
Okay.
Should I do those two?
Sure. Well, this is the two I have.
So oh, all right. Well, we'll split.
You'll speak for both of us. No.
All right. Yeah. I mean, those are the ones, right? The first one is Gigi and Geely.
That's right. Gigi and Geely. Geely is Gigi with an extra G. Or I'm sorry, with an extra L.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dana.
No, the other one. The 2012 is it's Argo and what's the other film, Josh?
Fargo.
Argo and Fargo.
So you don't have any of the others either, Dana?
No, not so far anyway.
I got nothing, but let's put our heads together because here's the thing. John Cazale was only in five movies.
That's true.
So one of them matches Anthony Hopkins. It's not Godfather. It's not Godfather 2. It's not Dog Day Afternoon. Deer Hunter or The Conversation?
I bet it's The Conversation.
There's no word that. So wait,
are these all single word titles? Kira?
This is the only one that is not a single word. No, I'm sorry, there are two, and that's only because there's a the.
Yeah.
All right.
So this is the only case where the other movie is not the same number of words.
All right, who's here with Cazale?
What's that?
1985, Anthony Hopkins.
And you were very adamant about putting Argo and Fargo in the right order. Does that suggest that these are all in the order of first the short word and then the short title, then the long title?
I did put them in that order. That is correct.
So come on, we can do this. The conversation.
And again, you got 1972 is the year.
Yeah, but I don't know what year things are.
Do you know it?
It's The Godfather and The Good Father.
Father, yes.
There it is. Okay, well there done.
The Godfather and The Good Father.
Nice yes, job that's on really that nice. And what did Joaquin Phoenix in 2013? Yeah, I don't know.
Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave this out. People will come in and show us up for the fools we are.
Yeah. All right. Leave that out.
Good.
And Josh, you go ahead, please.
Okay. Sure. So the the International Astronomical Union has a list of 88 constellations that are recognized as such by the organization. There are only six that are named after actual mythological humans, which are mythological figures. They're not historical figures, but they're not things like Sagittarius, which is just a generic archer. So these are humans by name, right? There are six of them.
But mythological humans.
But mythological, right.
All right.
And that's the base question, and here's the experts only follow-up. There are, in addition to those six, there are two real-life historical figures who appear in the list. They're not constellations themselves, but the constellations are items or objects that belong to them. And what are the objects? The two people are Berenice, an Egyptian third queen of the 3rd century BCE, and King John III Sobieski, the 17th century ruler of Poland. So there are two constellations that are Berenice's something and King John's something. And if you know or can guess what those are, that's the advanced stage.
Is it Berenice's? Is it her hat?
No, it's not. No,
no,
but you're in the right
ballpark.
It's an
item of clothing.
It is not an item of clothing.
Oh, it's not? It's not? The name is like almost there.
Yeah, you'll get it.
So for instance, I'm sorry. I know Cassiopeia was a queen.
That's correct. And so she's one of the six mythological people.
All right, okay.
Who is, well, by name a constellation.
Good. I only had two, so I will take the low-hanging fruit of Orion.
Good. Well done.
I'm trying to think. Is it Cephas or Cepheus or?
Yes. Wow. Well done. That was the one I had never heard of. Cepheus is correct.
He was a king. I never heard of that.
Yeah, Ethiopia. Okay. I looked it up about 20 minutes ago in case you asked.
All right, good.
There are six, and you guys got Cassiopeia, Cepheus, and Orion. There are three more. Again, these are mythological human figures who are by name the name of a constellation.
Is it her hair?
It is her hair. Berenice's hair.
That's good.
Well done. Good job. Okay. And what is it that belongs to King John III Sobieski of Poland? I was not up on my 17th century Polish kings, but...
Oh, I could have told you a little about him.
Could you, in fact?
I'm interested in Polish history.
Oh.
He's one of the greats. He's one of the very greatest of Polish kings. He's the one that saved Vienna from the... from the Muslim hordes.
Oh, in 16, whatever.
Yes.
Is it his spyglass or something like that?
No, it is not his spyglass.
I thought there was a spyglass.
Okay.
Leave
it out. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. I have a couple of unrelated questions. One of them is, what's the oldest continually operated hotel in San Francisco?
Well, for some reason, this came up. Did this come up last week?
Last week. And it's the only one. Lori asked about it, and I have honestly already forgotten. It's the one I forgot. I can tell you the other three.
It's the Palace Hotel, isn't it?
No, it's the Hotel Majestic.
Oh.
That was not Lori's answer.
Oh, yeah, that was not Lori's answer. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm just saying that wasn't Lori's answer.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to listen every week.
Well, no, now we need to find out if it's the Palace or the Majestic.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I'm going to I was a librarian in another life, and I will look into this.
Excellent.
So, how many California homeowners have earthquake insurance? And that has to be purchased separately from your homeowner's insurance. And is it 1 in 33, 1 in 12, or 1 in 4?
Well, you know, there are many Californians that do not live in earthquake country, at least not a heavy-duty earthquake country. So I'll go with 1 in 33, I think.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Hey, it's one in twelve. It's only 8% of homeowners have earthquake insurance. I do, and I was surprised to read that.
So, I do too, but I assume it's superstition, and if there's a big quake, I'm not going to see a penny.
We wonder about that too. We do.
I think it's Go ahead.
Okay, and one last, again, completely unrelated question. Who was the first fictional character to be made into a stuffed toy?
Oh, interesting.
Probably not Winnie the Pooh. Probably something before that.
No, not Winnie.
Is this fictional character from a children's book?
Certainly is.
Is it the Velveteen Rabbit?
Hmm. No.
Before that. Can you give us a time frame on it at all?
No, but I can say that the last guess was close in a way.
So the Velveteen Rabbit.
Is it a rabbit? Is it a bunny toy?
It is.
What about Peter Rabbit?
Peter Rabbit, yeah.
Of course it was Peter Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Beatrix Potter. And yes, that was the first fictional character to be made into a stuffed toy. Well, I'm sorry I missed you last week, but I really, really enjoy your show, and thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for your call. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. Feel free to give us a call, by all means. This is a good time. It's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Our panels today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor Joshua Cosman, who does indeed write about classical music for Substack. He's a columnist there. And of course, he invents crossword puzzles as well. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. It's KALW, your local public radio station. All right, Josh, before I get into my questions.
Go ahead.
Is Hercules on the list?
Yes, Hercules is a constellation.
All
well done.
Okay. And that is, although a mythological figure, that is works for you. That's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, not to be a real...
They're all mythological.
They're all mythological. Okay.
Yeah, there's no constellation based on, you know, Plato, although there should be.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a couple questions here. I ran across this interesting list the other day. So what I am looking for are the six U.S. states, the six most populous U.S. states that have no cities over 250,000 people.
Mm.
What are the six most populous U.S. states that, and it's sort of surprising in a way, that have no cities over 250,000 people?
So, does that suggest that these are the only ones that have no city? I mean, when you say the most popular,
I just gave you the six most. There's, I mean, you can go further, but what I thought was the surprising part is these states are quite populous states, and it's surprising mm-hmm. that they have no cities over 250,000. So, yeah. So, what are the six most populous U.S. states that have no cities over 250,000 people?
Iowa.
Iowa's indeed one. Yes, very good.
I'm done.
All right. Kira?
Nebraska?
Not Nebraska.
Drafting in my wind.
That's true. I went over the river.
Again, so I'm looking for the six largest in population U.S. states that have no cities over 250,000. So keep that in mind. And then second question, as you know, the Nobel Prizes came out about a week and a half ago. And I decided to do a little research in other prizes that are famous prizes that are given out in other areas. So I'm going to give you three prizes, and I want you to tell me what area they are given out in for what. And these are worldwide famous, well, semi-world famous prizes. Number one is the Banting Medal, B-A-N-T-I-N-G, the Banting Medal. Number two is the Nansen Award, N-A-N-S-E-N. And number three is the Lawrence O'Brien Award. So what are those prizes given out for? I'll give you each one guess on that.
I have never heard of any of these.
I have never heard of them either.
Okay.
I don't even have a guess.
Yeah. Do you like Banting, Kira?
Do I like Banting?
Yeah.
That
was a setup. You're supposed to say, I don't know, silly boy. I've never banted. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Can you narrow it down, or should we leave it out for people who are smarter than us?
Yeah. Sorry that my vaudeville skills are just way
That's
off.
Okay.
I will say the Banting has something to do with medicine. And the other two do not. So
okay. Someone's gonna know these and they're gonna enlighten us all.
That's right. So again, I'm looking for the six largest US states by population that have no cities over 250,000. And I give you a list of three famous awards, famous in their areas anyway. I want you to tell me what they are given for. Number one is the Banting Medal. Number two is the Nansen Award. That has a historical area to it. And number three is the Lawrence O'Brien Award. Okay. And I'll give you one more pretty hard question. This Asian nation is the most agrarian society in the world. 90% agrarian. And it also is the nation that uses the lowest percentage of electricity that comes from fossil fuels. So this Asian nation is the most agrarian society in the world. 90% of its GDP comes from agriculture. And it also has the lowest percentage of electricity used that is taken from fossil fuels. So, see if you can come up with that.
What about Laos?
What's that?
Laos?
Not Laos, but it's an Asian nation. Well, so you're not as far away as you might think.
I didn't think I was that far away. I know. I was in the right place or in the right continent.
Yeah. And all right. And then just to remind you, the two numbers to call us or with a question of your own or answer to one of ours, area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
No, this is Roger from San Francisco.
Hi, Roger.
But at this time of year, I'm from a different San Francisco. I'm in Mexico. Nice and warm. don't judge me. After the kerfuffle in Springfield, I looked up the figures to what is the most eaten meat in the world? And what's the second and third most eaten meat?
Is chicken number one?
No.
Yeah.
What about lamb? as most eaten.
Way down. No, lamb okay. is
Yeah, lamb is hard. I would have said
sheep,
pork.
Sheep and goats are 5%. Number one, 36% of all the meat is...
Is pork, I would have guessed. Yeah?
Correct. Correct. Chicken is number two. What's number three?
Aren't we to beef yet?
Say what?
I say, is it beef now? Is it time for beef?
That's right. And that's 23%. And this 5% is sheep and goats. Now, which nation in the world eats the most dogs?
Well, it'd probably be in Asia, wouldn't it? Or maybe...
It is in Asia, yeah.
Is it Korea or where else would it be? China?
They eat 10. It's China, yeah. Okay. Would you like to guess how many dogs they eat every year in China?
I know the number's going down. That's not as fit, not as well thought of as it used to be.
It's a very highly regional practice at this point, I think.
It's widespread. They eat 10 million dogs a year. Worldwide, 30 million dogs and 10 million cats are eaten. Now, which nation has the highest per capita consumption of dog meat? It's also in Asia.
Yeah, it's that one is probably South Korea.
No.
No? Is it North Korea?
North Korea, yeah.
No. The country that's famous for its food.
Not anymore.
Thailand.
No.
Huh.
Don't know.
Vietnam,
right. Yeah, per capita, much higher. Now, there's only one country in Europe where the sale of dog meat is legal. Which country is it? And no, Kira, it is not Albania.
What?
Yeah, well, I was about to say Albania, but I took a...
Everybody does. It's the answer we all come up with, but it's no. It's not Albania. What? It's a surprise.
Is it France?
No, but France does eat more of what meat than any other country?
Horse, I think.
Horse, correct, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, the only country that where the sale of dog meat is legal is Switzerland. Almost 3% of the meat eaten in Switzerland is dog meat. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. So, so much for neutrality.
Watch out for Swiss immigrants, yeah. Now, on another subject completely, this is an interesting one. And Dana, you might know this. The FEMA has come up with a new measuring gauge related to hurricanes. It has a most wonderful acronym. It's been mentioned in all the more expensive monthly magazines and has even, I am told, reached the exalted pulpits of PBS. Can any of you tell me what the SLOSH stands for? SLOSH.
SLOSH. I'm sure I'm going to disappoint your faith.
Lovely. What is it?
No.
I'll give you a clue. It measures storm surge.
Storm length over storm height.
Storm surge. Yeah. Length and intensity, yes. No. They use this measure very usefully for estimating evacuation zones, but I'll get it to you because time is short. It's simply lovely. Sea, lake, and overland surge from hurricanes. Isn't that lovely? Swash.
Nice. Lovely indeed.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Josh, I've been thinking about the names of the constellations.
Okay, keep going.
Well, maybe I can, maybe I'm not. And I keep running into animals, or imaginary animals. But is Perseus?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Okay. So.
All right.
Good job. So we've got Cassiopeia, Cepheus, Hercules, Orion, and Perseus. There's just one more.
Perseus was the husband of somebody, but I can't remember who the husband was.
I don't know.
All right. Maybe somebody can tell me. Okay. So how many more are there?
Just the one.
All right.
And an accoutrement belonging to King John III Sobieski of Poland.
Hmm. Was it a sextant?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It was a good guess.
Is it an accoutrement that is used in battle?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
All right. I got this one. Three adjacent countries have tricolored flags featuring a yellow stripe at top, a blue stripe in the middle, and a red stripe at the bottom. One country added its coat of arms to the center of the flag. Another added an arc of eight white stars in the center and a coat of arms in the upper left. Name these three countries.
I'm sorry, yellow, blue, and what?
Yellow at top, blue in the middle, red at bottom. So again, three adjacent countries. I'm not sure, actually. Adjacent might not be quite the right word. There's one country in the middle and then two countries on either side of it. So it's not all three adjacent with the other two, but anyway, three very close countries.
They're a common border, or they're borders with each other.
Two of them, one of them shares a border with two of them. The other two share a border with just the one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, three adjacent countries, tricolored flags, yellow at top, blue in the middle, and red at the bottom. One has its coat of arms in the center. Another put an arc of eight white stars in the center and a coat of arms in the upper left. The third one just has the three stripes. So name these three countries. And while you think about that, I can give you a short description of some flags, and you tell me the two countries whose flags I'm describing. So the first one is a bicolor flag with red on the top and white on the bottom. That is the flag of two countries. The second one is a tricolor flag with one stripe each of white, green, and orange. So two countries. The third is a tricolor flag with horizontal stripes of red at top, white in the middle, and blue at the bottom. And that's all that's on their flag. So again, two countries. And the last is a tricolor flag with vertical stripes of blue, yellow, and red in that order.
So if I understand your question correctly, there's something else that you're not mentioning in each case.
No. In each of these cases, those are the flags. There's no additional seal in it.
They're identical?
They are very close. There might be differences in shades or aspect ratio.
Okay. But, could you go over that once more, Kira?
Sure. The first one is a bicolor flag that is red on top and white on the bottom. That's the whole flag. Red on top, white on the bottom stripes. The second one is a tricolored flag with one stripe each of white, green, and orange. The third is a tricolor flag with horizontal stripes of red at top, white in the middle, and blue at the bottom. There's nothing else on those flags, just the three stripes. And the fourth is a tricolor flag with vertical stripes of blue, yellow, and red in that order.
Well, the red on the top, white on the bottom, is that the Polish flag?
It is not. Poland is white opposite, over red.
The white on the bottom, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Forgot. All right. And the flag, the yellow, blue, and red, I know the Romanian flag has those colors. Is Romania one of the countries you're looking for?
That is correct. Romania is a tricolor of blue, yellow, and red in that order. Its pair is the closest of, they are virtually indistinguishable.
Then my guess would be Moldova.
It is not Moldova.
It is not, okay.
No.
All right. But these countries are the ones that are linked. I mean, they're geographically very close.
No. This is the separate set.
All right.
The geographically very close ones are Not quite the same question. So this one, these are three countries that have a yellow stripe at top, a blue in the middle, and red at the bottom. One of them, that's their whole flag. The second one put a coat of arms on it. And the third one put a coat of arms and an arc of eight stars in the center.
Okay.
Coat of arms is at the left. And the host.
The Romanian flag is not, doesn't have the, it has vertical stripes, not side by side. So
correct.
Not horizontal. Okay. All right. Okay. And you don't have to repeat that, but let's quickly repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Just the other one, Kira.
Okay. So I've given you a pair of years and a pair of stars. I want you to tell me the two movies whose titles differ by the inclusion of a single letter in the second title. So the ones we have left are 1994, Dennis Leary, 2010, Damian Walsh Howling. The second is 2000, Mina Suvari, 2004, Natalie Portman. The third is 1996, Matt LeBlanc, 2012, Mark Wahlberg. The fourth is 2015, Melissa McCarthy, 2002, Eddie Murphy. The fifth is 2013, Joaquin Phoenix, and 1992, Dustin Hoffman. The sixth is 1982, Michael Moriarty, and 1994, Walter Matthau. And the last is 1995, Christine Cavanaugh, 2006, Rinko Kikuchi.
All right, and Josh?
One of the 88 constellations, six are named after mythological humans by name. We got Cassiopeia, Cepheus, Hercules, Orion, Perseus, waiting for one last one. And also want to know what accoutrement by belonging to King John III Sobieski of Poland, the 17th century monarch, what accoutrement of his battle device lends its name to a constellation.
Okay. And let's see. I'm looking for the six largest U.S. states by population that have no cities over 250,000. The six largest U.S. states by population that have no cities over 250,000. Iowa is, somebody got, I forgot who got Iowa. Gary, was
that was Joshua.
Josh, I'm sorry. And what are these awards for? These are awards given out, prestigious awards in certain areas. What areas are they given out in? Number one, the Banting Medal, B-A-N-T-I-N-G, Banting Medal. Number two, the Nansen Award. And number three, the Lawrence O'Brien Award. Okay. And this Asian nation is the most agrarian society in the world. 90% of their GDP comes from agriculture. And it also has the lowest percent of electricity used that is from fossil fuels. What Asian nation is that?
How's that Bhutan?
You're absolutely right. Good for you.
The dragon lives in me.
That's right. Good job.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Kira, I have the question about the flags. It's me. Are these three nations that have the same colors in their flag in the same order, are they linked historically by anything, by a person or something?
Yes. They are linked historically. Okay. Okay. Oh, no. I'm sorry. No, I have the no. sorry. I'll say no.
But is there a historical person that had something to do with the founding of each of them?
I don't think all three of these. I mean, the general area there is a person, but it's not this list of three countries.
All right. So in spite of you telling me that I'm probably wrong, I will guess that Venezuela is one of the countries.
Venezuela is.
All right. So to me, although you told me I may be wrong, I'm thinking of Simón Bolívar.
Right.
So then.
I'm sorry. I never. This is why I gave pause, because I can't look it up right now. But yes. I could not remember what all the three Bolivar republics.
Okay.
Sorry.
So then if Venezuela is one, then I would think Colombia would be one too.
Yes.
Okay. And then Venezuela and Colombia, not to know which the third one is. Can't say Panama because that doesn't make any sense. So Ecuador?
Ecuador is correct.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Glad. Thank you. Although I have no idea on the other part of your question. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Connie from Florida.
Connie, hi.
Hi. Thanks for the call out last week, Kira. I just got power about an hour after the show aired, and I listened to the podcast right away and heard that. Appreciated it.
That's fine. My mom also got power back Saturday, so that must have been a big day for was it Duke out there? Is that what it is?
Well, there's a lot of different ones. Where I happen to have Duke, I got it Saturday about noon. Unfortunately, somebody who lives just down the street from me who has Duke as well didn't get theirs till Sunday at 8 p.m. But some of the co-ops really came through. Some of the little electric co-ops got power back like the next day. So interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, appreciated that.
Sure.
So I have a couple guesses for your question, Dana, on the largest population state without a city over 250,000. I'm not sure about these. But there are two guesses. I'm wondering if North Carolina is one.
It is not. It is not.
Okay, what about Virginia?
No.
Tennessee?
No.
Okay, I'm almost done with my list.
You were pretty close with North Carolina, though.
Go south.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think South Carolina was that populated, but okay.
Well, it is South Carolina. Very good.
What about Kansas? And I'll just give you the rest of my guesses, and you can tell me whether it is. I don't know the size of Milwaukee, so I thought Kansas, Wisconsin, or Colorado, possibly. I don't know the size of Denver.
None of those, no.
Okay. Well, I'm all out of guesses. Just appreciated the comment last week. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Connie, and take care of yourself.
Glad you're doing well.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let me just look here for a second. The guess is online here. So Rita is wondering if West Virginia is one of the states that has no cities over 250,000. And it is, I believe, but it also is not one of the six most populous states that has that situation. So it's not on my immediate list here. And orange, green, and white flags. Rita has Mexico and Ireland.
Well, she is correct that Ireland is one of them, but Mexico is not.
Mexico is not. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And, okay, I'm sorry, just give me a second here. And I asked about the Lawrence O'Brien Award. Now, there is another Lawrence O'Brien Award. I don't know if it's Larry O'Brien or Lawrence O'Brien. It's given out for basketball. That's not the one I'm looking for. Yeah, they have the Larry O'Brien Trophy. So that's a different one. I know it. I should have made that clear. But, I don't pay attention to sports. So, but no, it's not the sports one. All right? So you know. And let's see. Peter had Cassiopeia for constellations. And okay, that's it. All right. Thank you. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. So today I'm going to ask you a movie question for a change. All right, the great Egyptian movie star Omar Sharif played in many movies, American movies. One of them is Funny Here, and Dr. Zhivago. By the way, listen to the theme of Dr. Zhivago. It's beautiful. It's called Lara's Theme. All right, but he also acted in a movie about as a German general. Do you know the name of the movie?
Yes, it's called Night of the Generals.
Beautiful. Who was the co-actor with them?
It was, and Peter O'Toole's in it. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It was. Watch it, everybody. He was a great man. He was also very, very good looking. Very good looking. Okay. Back, in fact, one of the Hitler corporate general was of an Egyptian descent, Egyptian-German descent. You know which one?
No, I do not.
Yeah. Rudolf Hess. He was born in Alexandria, Egypt. Okay, very quick, another question. We know that only 6% of all matter in the universe is the visible matter we see. 94% made up of dark energy and dark matter. Dark matter makes about 20%, and it actually, right now, maybe mountains of it going through our body, but we don't feel it. So it is called, dark matter called WIMPS, W-I-M-P-S, and MASHOS, M-A-C-H-O-S. Do you know what they stand for?
I do not.
Okay. Weakly interacting massive object, because this thing going in our body right now, trillions of them, and we don't feel it. They don't attract us. But they exist. They exist. We know they exist because of the gravity. And MASHOS is mass astronomical halo object, huge stars, like dead stars and neutron stars and all those things around the galaxy. Well, always great show, and I love to always talk to you. Have a good day, and everybody please donate to KLW, because beside KLW and KPFA, we have nothing else left after the demise of KGO. Thank you, great deal. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you. Ian.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ian.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy hearing from you. Feel free to give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Josh, I think it's your turn.
Yeah, so I'm looking for the one last constellation. I was waiting to see if anybody would call in with it, but I see that Joanne has been waiting patiently to give us the correct answer. And the answer is Andromeda. That's the one that's missing. So let's give Joanne a bell, I think.
All right. Who was Andromeda?
She was a Trojan princess, I think. I can't remember the exact story about her, but that's who she was.
Okay.
Well, it's late. I'll do a short one. Dr. Seuss's book, Green Eggs and Ham, is made up of short, easy to read, one syllable words. All the words in Green Eggs and Ham consist of one syllable, leaving aside counting Sam I Am as three syllables, you know, three words with the hyphens. Aside from Sam I Am, though, they're all one syllable except for one. What is the only polysyllabic word in the book Green Eggs and Ham?
Is it something?
It is not something.
How many syllables does it have?
More than one.
Anywhere.
It is anywhere. Oh, that's good. Right. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere.
Right.
Well, that didn't take as long as I had thought, but right. I'm out of shorties. Then I got longies.
All right.
So,
all right. I have a short question here.
Good.
What is the most populous country in the world that has no armed forces?
None.
I mean, they have a police force, I assume.
Yeah. No. Right.
No army at all. What is the most populous country in the world that has no armed forces? I will tell you that the population of the country is about 125,000, roughly.
How about Monaco?
That is a good guess, but no, they actually do have something.
Just in case they're attacked by France?
Just in case people don't like losing all their money in the gambling, I guess.
They call in the National Guard.
You have to guard the casino.
So no natural predators in the wild, basically.
Well, I won't say that. As a matter of fact, they were invaded by another country 25 years ago.
So the Falklands, then?
No, not the Falklands. That's not an independent country.
I know. I was making a very small joke.
Grenada? Grenada. Yes, that is right. Yes, really? They dismantled their army after our heroic invasion. So, yes, that is correct. Most populous country in the world with no army.
I'll be darned.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, good morning. It's Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Cal Cerrito. Let me turn the radio down. Let's see. the what are we starting with? Josh, I have a question about your constellations. Do you not include Sagittarius among them?
That is correct, because Sagittarius is a generic archer. He's not an actual named human.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Dana, for the most populous states with no cities over 250,000 people, how about New Hampshire?
Not New Hampshire.
Or Mississippi?
Not Mississippi.
What about Maine?
Not Maine.
Or Alabama?
Alabama is one. Yes.
Okay. All right. The Nansen Award, and I know this only because it came up in some news thing just last week, is about refugees.
Yes, that is close enough. It's an outstanding service award to the cause and care of refugees. Hmm. Nansen was the worked for the League of Nations, and they would issue what was then called the Nansen Passport for stateless people to help guide refugees to some place that would take them in. So
yeah, and I, if I'm not mistaken, Nansen himself was a Nobel Prize winner.
He was. He was indeed.
Okay.
Good job.
Let's see. All right. Fun with words. I'm going to give you six nouns. I want you to tell me where you find them. All right? So, number one, a chiton, C-H-I-T-O-N. Number two, an embouchure, E-M-B-O-U-C-H-U-R-E. Number three, a godet, G-O-D-E-T. Number four, a kari, K-A-R-R-I. Number five, a masseter, M-A-S-S-E-T-E-R. And number six, a rocambole, R-O-C-A-M-B-O-L-E. Where do you find these things?
I know one. I know the first one,
yeah,
because I think it's come up on the show at some point. I don't remember when, but a chiton is a lives in the ocean. It's a mollusk of some kind.
Correct. Perfect. Yep.
Oh, I was going to say it's a Greek tunic. Am I wrong?
Also, well,
maybe it came from that. I don't know, but
that is also true. That's correct. That's the other meaning. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So. Anyway, go ahead, Josh. That's fine.
Well, embouchure is not a thing that you would find anywhere. It refers to the issues of playing reed or brass instruments. It's the placement of your lips on the mouthpiece.
Hmm.
Okay, so that's one of the meanings, indeed, but there's also another meaning for it. Interestingly, I'm gonna say this: the word mouth is part of that.
Well, sure, it's the bouche.
Yeah.
So, is it something that is in your mouth based on the M as well?
Surrounded by the mouth. No, that's a different one of those words.
Okay.
Well, are we looking for a single place for all six, or are we looking for six different places in this list?
There's six different places.
Okay. I have a vague sense that a rocambole is something you might find in the kitchen because you cook with it. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. You know what it is that you're cooking
it's
with.
It's kind of like, it's either like a ramekin or I'm thinking of it because I'm confusing it with ramekin.
Yeah, you are.
All right, then I don't know what it is.
It's a vegetable of sorts.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm completely wrong because I thought it was like a cooking utensil or it's a vegetable.
Yeah, it's actually used for seasoning.
Hmm. Yeah, I got nothing then.
But is that the definition you were looking for? The vegetable.
The place is correct. It is the kitchen. That is correct. Yep.
Yeah, but I don't feel I've really successfully answered.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
I don't think that I contributed very much here because all I can think of is the mollusk, and I'm trying to think how these things tie together.
Isn't the mollusk with an I, C-H-I-T-I-N? Or is that something
yes,
else?
Yes, it's it's C-H-I-T-O-N.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm...
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We don't know. We're out of luck.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see. So the embouchure is also the mouth of a river or the opening of a valley. So that's that connection there. A godet. I thought Kira might know this, or maybe one of you guys. But it's the triangular. You find it in clothes. It's a triangular piece of material that's inserted in a dress or a glove. You know, to connect two parts that can't have a perfect seam, right? Mm-hmm. A kari you will find in Australia. It's a type of eucalyptus. I thought somebody would get this. The masseter is found in the mouth and comes from masticate. And it is, in fact, one of the two chewing muscles that's from the temporal bone in the lower jaw. Or from the temporal bone to the lower jaw, actually.
And these all... These tiny... I'm missing something. How do they all tie together?
Well, the question was, where do you find them?
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Right. It's vocabulary.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. That's all. Thanks.
Anyway, all right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We're almost out of time here. Okay, I guess time to clean up. So, Kira, I'll start with you.
Real quick, is the banting metal, since you said it was medical, does it have to do with vaccines?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's as far as I get. All right. 1994, Dennis Leary. 2010, Damian Walsh Howling. That is The Ref and The Reef. 2000, Mina Savari. 2004, Natalie Portman. That is Loser and Closer. Melissa McCarthy and Eddie Murphy. That is Spy and I Spy. Joaquin Phoenix and Dustin Hoffman. That is Her and Hero. Michael Moriarty and Walter Matthau is Q and IQ. And finally, Christine Cavanaugh and Rinko Kikuchi, that is Babe and Babel. The National Flag...
Kira, you skipped over Matt LeBlanc and Mark Wahlberg.
Did I? Ed and Ted.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. The flags, the bicolor flag, that red on top, white on the bottom, that is Indonesia and Monaco. Indonesia is a 2 to 3 aspect ratio, and... Monaco is 4 to 5. The other tricolor with white, green, and orange stripes, those are that's Cote d'Ivoire. It's Ireland's flag, but flipped. The tricolor with red at top, white in the middle, and blue at bottom, that is both Luxembourg and the Netherlands. And the tricolor flag that is basically the flag of Romania, or identical, except with a slight variance in shades, that is Chad.
Oh, okay. All right. And Josh?
King John III Sobieski, his shield is a constellation. So you were right there in the battle, but that's not quite it. So that's all I got.
Okay. The largest U.S. states by population, the largest, most populous U.S. states that have no cities over 250,000. That's South Carolina, Alabama, Connecticut, Utah, Iowa, and Arkansas. So... none of them have cities over 250,000. The awards, the Banting Medal, Kira was on the right track. The Banting was the inventor of insulin. And it is given to for diabetes research and scholarship. The Lawrence O'Brien Award, Lawrence O'Brien, you may remember, was the chairman of the Democratic Party. It is for commitment and self-sacrifice to Democratic candidates. No. If we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember the Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m.